Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Natalie Torres-Adad, and I'm here with Vera Egli. Hello.
Hello.
She's all up in the snow while I am in cold weather, at least what we call cold weather in Los Angeles, windy weather. And today we are celebrating our 100th episode.
So woo-hoo! Crazy. Woo-hoo!
If I had the bells and all that, but we're just doing this.
Robert, you can add bells. Throw some sound effects in there.
I know, right? And to think 100 episodes, it still feels like it just happened. Like we just started doing this. And to think it's been 6 years too. February would be exactly 6 years. March, we're celebrating our 100th episode. And there's been a lot of pivots. But that's what it is. It seasons progress and you learn and you kind of go. But let's go backwards. So now you and I have been podcasting together for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
About yeah. now, yeah.
yeah.
We went from full English to bilingual.
Yes. Which has been really cool.
Right? Can you share maybe some of the things that you saw where you felt like, oh, I won't do that again, or oh, this works?
You know, honestly, it's been the bilingual part, I think, that has... it's a challenge because, you know, I think both of us were raised in a Spanish-speaking household. My first language was Spanish, and then I went to school, and that's how I learned English. And then you just kind of get stuck on English, and I speak great Spanish. I can read it. I can write it. But there are some words that I just trip over. And I noticed that one of the things that I recommend everyone out there who is doing a bilingual podcast, if you are not 100% fluent, just make sure that you, like, double check how to pronounce a word or, you know, cause there's been episodes where I'm just like, I think I just made a word up in Spanish just so everyone knows,
it's Spanglish, right? It
yeah.
just takes over.
And I've always been somebody who's like, I'm not into like grammar policing. I hate it when people do that, because I think when you do that to somebody, it could potentially make them not want to speak up ever again because their English is not perfect or their other language is not perfect. And so I just always think like, did you understand what I meant? Was it clear? Then what's the problem? You know? So that's how I come at it when it comes to speaking in different languages.
I think that's helpful. I'm married to a communications professor. So he's always been great where he lets me say some, and I say things backwards all the time because I think backwards, like Spanish comes, you have to say the opposite, right? And so what I say in English and I say it wrong, or he looks at me and he's like, he waits for me to get it. And I'm like, I said that wrong, huh? And he's like, yeah, and then the proper pronunciation. So it helps, you know, you have to have a little bit of both.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if it's like a legal document that you want to make sure it's very clear. But in like everyday language or everyday talk rather,
yeah.
I don't know. And I guess other, you know, I can't really say that there's been anything that I'm just like, shoot, this is what I learned from the time that we've been broadcasting, because I think we've been also just aware of like what's going on. We've, you know, haven't been like misinforming. And we always say, like, disclaimer, we're not trying to tell you to go do things. We're just having a nice conversation about
it.
So
your entertainment with a little educational twist on it. And I think that's the cool thing. It has evolved. You know, I like how you said that either one of us has our phone handy to make sure we look up the word afterwards, but you know, it's okay. Most people get Spanglish as we go along. And from the first season, it was primarily all English episodes. I did have it in the back of my mind that I wanted to do Spanish actually simultaneously, but I don't know if I wasn't just ready. But it was also, no one else was doing it, first of all. There was very few people that are bilingual podcasters. They were just doing all one full language. And a few people were just throwing a different word in here and there. And then I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, I just kind of have to figure out how I'm going to do it. And obviously, it's evolved from there. And it's been great to be able to bounce back ideas with you, because it's that where Does it make sense in Spanish as opposed to, you know, when you do translation, you kind of lose the meaning behind things. And some of our guests don't speak Spanish. So that kind of came in handy. You and I are doing the summary, doing the summaries after. So any podcasters that are listening and trying to do that pivot, make sure you do some of that beforehand. And a shout out to Podcast Movement. We're going to be, Vera and I are going to be speaking there. Woohoo! 2022. I have to ask, it's the annual Podcast Movement. So I don't even know how many times I've been doing this every year, but we'll be speaking on that particular subject, which is bilingual podcasting, and Our Voices Matter is the title. So it's just kind of interesting how much has changed. Can you think of any of your favorite guests that were on the show, or just something like maybe Golden Nuggets that came on? And then I'll tell you some of mine.
I always love hearing Marta. If you guys don't know who she is, first off, she's Natalie's cousin. And she is just somebody that, you know, grew up just like the rest of us and decided, you know, I'm going to invest in multi-units outside the state. And she's taken off. And it's really lovely to hear her story and also to hear that she has no qualms talking about how scary things can be and how, you know, sometimes balancing family and business is not easy, but you find ways around it. So that she's always been one of my favorites. And there was also, you spoke to two women. You were at Cal State LA. That's your alma mater, right?
Right.
I can't for the life of me remember their names right now, but you were at
Ebony and Jen, I believe.
Yes. It was like Be a Unicorn panel, I believe, or Be the Unicorn. They were very interesting to hear because it's just like those stories of like before and after, you know, where you just make a decision to say, no, this is it. Like, I'm going to ask for help and I'm going to change my life. And I love that episode. It's very inspirational.
Oh, thank you. You're not even in that one, but I appreciate it.
I know, but I love it. What about you? What are your favorites? Oh,
there've been so many. We've had such great guests that their humility, they're so grounded. They're just definitely people that I've admired. Martha Grace, definitely. She was one of the first ones that believed in. And that's when it was hard the first season, because when you're starting out, no one knows who you are as far as in the podcasting world. And so I asked people that I've admired, that I've known are successful in their industry. And many of them, I would like to say, were podcast versions. They've never been on a podcast before. And so, you know, having a lot of them who are self-made millionaires, successful people, a lot of them, most of them people of color, it was wonderful to be able to share this platform with them because I admire the work that they do. So, definitely Martha, Pat Grace. There's so many at the top of my, I was looking at all the 99 episodes and thinking about all these, I had primarily women too. You know, that's something you and I really have been so, not as focused on it, but just like we come across more and more incredible women and being able to highlight them. So I had Melanie Lockhart, I had Yai Vargas, and there's just people from, you know, different podcasting community that have come up. And I was looking at how many podcasts like Stacking Benjamins, having Joe Sasihai, having people that have been not only award-winning podcasters, but on our podcast too. So it's kind of interesting, and it takes a team, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's been really, you know, one of the things that I appreciate is that when we talked, it just felt very natural and you totally opened, you know, your arms and said, hey, come on, be a host with me. And that is just, I'm really grateful for it. It's been super fun. And one of the things I really like is that there was never between us, I feel like it's just unspoken. Like, things need to get done, so they get done. There's not like, okay, you do this and I'll do this. And then, like, no, it's just like, oh, here's the list of things we have to do. So let's just get it done. And you don't find that with too many people. And I find that sometimes there's a lot of like questions, handholdings, concerns. I'm not sure. Like, you know, the level of confidence has been great. So for that, I appreciate it. And it's so awesome to be able to celebrate the 100th episode together. I'm really grateful for that.
I agree. And you know what's funny? If there's listeners, I always like to think that people are listening to aren't just podcasters, but for those that are transitioning or pivoting, or, you know, you shuffle with different co-hosts or sometimes different team members, it's it's just kind of figuring out what your voice is and being okay with that it's going to change. Like the questions won't always be the same sometimes, but hopefully you have that core focus that you want to be able to have your listeners, because obviously there needs to be some consistency. But you know, it's okay to change it up. And I know there was times where I was on the road recording. There was times where I was in the car literally with the other person. And it was partly because I had been watching Jerry Seinfeld's, comedian in cars with getting coffee. And I was like, wait, I travel for a living when I'm, public speaking. And so I get an opportunity to meet these amazing people that one time there. So I'm like, hey, if you have 20 minutes, let's sit down and do a podcast interview. And sometimes it's loud and noisy, and it's just great that the listeners still kind of go through it because they want the information. And I want to give a shout out to the past team members. Oh, we still have team members on us, but Robert, got to say shout out to Robert DeLude. He's
yeah, I guess we'll shout out to Robert. Sure.
As he's listening to this, right? Our producer, constantly reminding us to do things that we forget to do and changing it up.
Telling me that I shouldn't record with AirPods. It was just an accident, Robert.
It happens. We're still technically rookies, and definitely, Carmen Hermosillo, who's one of my hosts in the beginning too, Reina Gomez, and just being able to shout out to Randy Sugina, who to the end, he started helping me with everything as far as like publishing, just kind of, he took me under his ropes. So just kind of like, here, this is what you got to do for the first season. And then of course, Nikki, our producer for music, it's just, it takes time, but it happens. And when you find the right people like you, Vera, like you have always, from the beginning, you and I were like, hey, let's try it out, see how we are, because you and I had great conversations off the air. And I'm like, this needs to be on the podcast because people need to hear this. But it was very easygoing, and there's so many topics, and your experience, your background, I think was also just such a wonderful compliment to it. So I think that's one of the reasons why I was like, this is good. It jives. And there was times where I couldn't do an interview, and hearing you be the solo interview is just great. Having that faith in your co-host, I think is what makes it also a really good team. So to think, 100 episodes does sound like a lot. Actually, it really is. But the thing that I learned the most within the last 6 years is it's okay to pause and pivot. And you and I have done that together as well. There was the first season, I got a bunch of those episodes out because I had recorded them the year before. And then I had my grandma pass away, then my grandpa passed away, then I was traveling for my TEDx. And it just got really crazy that year that I just didn't publish anything for almost a good 8 months. And then I decided to pick back up the second season and continued with it and figuring out what works for me. What works to be able to get that content out, that's good content, and publishing at a decent time. And then you came along and it just made it a lot easier to just like not only hone down on what we're doing, but being able to go from there. So I there's just so many memories thinking back, like, what did we do?
There are pandemic.
Yeah. And after your pandemic.
Yeah. Like COVID, we're still in one, right? It's been, a learning experience. And it's also, I think it's also created so many new podcasts, like so many people decided to jump into podcasting, which is so cool because I always say this about business. There's plenty of business out there for everyone. There's plenty of ears for podcasters to speak to. So I'm so glad that people pick up the mic,
Yeah. And I didn't even think that you started your podcast too. And it was you forget that it's just this ripple effect. And I love people hearing saying, oh my gosh, yeah, Vera's voice totally, her story resonated with me. So I think that's actually really cool. Yeah, seeing the change. And hello, and then we can't forget the Savvy trailer.
Of course not.
Program, are figuring out if it's going to make it to the event, if the tire's going to fall out. But
yeah, for those of you that are like tuning into just this episode and you haven't heard the other ones, we do have the Savvy trailer, which is a mobile podcasting studio that we're piloting at a school. And we've taken it out a couple of times and it's been a hit. Like kids love to be able to share their stories. And so they can step into the trailer and put on the headphones, speak into the mic and hear themselves, share the story. But yeah, it's a trailer that we basically repainted ourselves. And we were like, is it going to make it? I don't know. Like our husbands were helping us out when somebody was following behind us. So we make sure that it actually gets there. It was so much fun. But totally worth it, because to see those kids' faces light up and potentially they get inspired to share their voice, like, that's what it's all about.
Oh, absolutely. Just kind of, you don't know who's listening, and also what they have to say. I remember those kids, the way they just light up talking to you and having that little girl saying, and, you know, just kind of in the spot. I remember how nervous it was, because it was like, do people understand the concept? Or, you know, especially bringing them to communities where we're not exposed to what a podcast studio looks like, and being mobile was just kind of like the bonus for it. But that is just something that also came out of the pandemic. It was something I thought about before, like as a trailer, like a regular trailer or RV. And I've seen other people do that. And you and I ended up doing podcast history, turning a horse trailer into a podcast studio. So a mobile studio. So it's kind of funny. You just don't know where things come up that can change the trajectory. But, you know, when it comes to figuring out, does your intro need to change? Do we do different voices? Do we have a different person do our intro? I mean, to say, we might go back to certain things that work for us, but it's just kind of funny when you think about it. And anything, and this is about not just money, about your business, about your personal growth and what you want for yourself. But our podcast has been that, like, being honest and raw with people, just saying like what we're going through, what we're exposed to, especially our age group and people that are maybe not even our age group, those people that have come in to our podcast that are experts in their field, have been doing things for decades, and then hearing their nuggets of wisdom, just like, what? You and I just had a few interviews this morning that you were like, what? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you learn something new with every episode and every guest. It's so cool to be able to do this.
Oh yeah. And the books that they've mentioned, there's some books that I've never heard of that I'm like, okay, I'm putting that to my reading list. Our goal for us as a podcast, so you and I want to be able to do this from different locations, not just, obviously we're still doing virtual as much as possible, but recording in like Joshua Tree or places that we like, because you and I love the outdoors. We did it from one nice hotel resort that we did last year during the pandemic. So it's just trying to figure out what we can do to make it fun for us as well, but just kind of with the listeners, it's like, hey, there's different places that we can explore.
Exactly. Well, I mean, thanks everyone also for, I mean, thank you to the listeners, you know, and especially the ones that have been listening to you, Natalie, from the beginning. I mean, that is awesome. 100 episodes in the can.
That's insane. Thank you. Yes. Thank you to the listeners. Because even if it's just you and I, it's a good, it's funny. I actually had a few moments where I felt uninspired and had to hear some of the old episodes of some people that were our guests. And just hearing their stories again just really inspired me, or just maybe like, oh, I completely forgot about that. Or did I miss that message that they were saying? So it's like kind of having that, you know, that little library for free, you know, on top of that. And people from all over the world, right? We get messages from people in not just Latin America, you know, Ireland, people listening to Spanish. I love that message. So to this day, made my day.
So yeah, it's kind of a good... Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. I think I got a delay on my side.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's kind of a good one if you're learning Spanish, because you can chat with us in a way, because we're like Spanglish. So if you're learning Spanish, we'll toss in English and Spanish words in there anyway. So you know, not only do you learn money, but you learn language too.
Exactly. And guess what, y'all? If you have more than one language, you can make more money that way and obviously connect with different audiences. You and I have been on Podfest as well at those conferences speaking. And so even this, because of this podcast, it got me my name on the freaking Guinness World Record.
Amazing.
Part of that conference. I'm like, oh, you know, so those things that you just don't think about. And then our representation matters. You know, there's days where I'm kind of like, what are we doing? You know, we're such a small little percentage, but you know, you and I get together and we're like, oh, we know why this matters.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like we can talk for days on all of these episodes. I mean, people can recap. They're short and sweet and informative and entertaining. So if you have any messages, or if you have any things that you liked or didn't like, or things that you'd like us to do moving forward, please let us know. Send us a message. You know, give us a good rate. We're on every platform. So whatever you're listening to, we appreciate you, and keep listening and sending in those questions, because that's part of what we want to do, is not just give you the right tools, but be able to inspire you as you go along the way. Any last thoughts, Vera?
Just thank you very much. And here's to the next 100.
Woohoo! 100. See you all in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.